the Chief of Police of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Very good. You were coached well. This is an historic occasion. Almost 40,000 Los Angeles police officers have graduated from our academy. This is the first 32 that will graduate from our academy, but not at our academy. As all the family and friends know, the historic Los Angeles Police Academy in Elysian Park is undergoing renovation. And because of that, we have this graduation here. But to my class, to the family and friends, this is a special day. Let me explain why. This building has huge significance. First of all, its location. Across the street from our great city hall, the center of government for the nation's second largest city. The city hall finished its construction in 1928. At that time, it was the tallest building west of the Mississippi. Its reflection is mirrored in the face of the police department's building. Its height, the fact that it towers over this building, is intentional. The reflection is intentional. It represents the civilian oversight and the need for the Los Angeles Police Department to reflect the needs of the city's government. Our great mayor's office, right across the street, he has a front row seat where he can look over his police department any time of the day. Those are all symbolic, and they are important because police departments have great authority, and that authority can go awry if not monitored. On this side is the Caltrans building, huge state building. It represents the partnerships, the government partnerships that the Los Angeles Police Department holds so dear, whether it's our state partnerships, our federal partners, or whether it's the other municipalities that make up the web work of law enforcement in this county. Off to the corner there, St. Bibiana's, the first cathedral of the city of Los Angeles, represents religion, all religions, and the principles that are contained in those religions that are so important to law enforcement. Respect for others, treating others like you want yourself treated, the recognition of your place in the world. Right behind us is the Higgins Building. It's a residential building. People live there. It represents our connection to community. To our west is the historic location of the LA Times. That represents the oversight that the media shares with government over this police department. Many chiefs have resented the oversight that the media provides. I welcome it. It's yet another thing that makes us as good as we can possibly be. This building was built at a cost of over $500 million. That is a huge commitment by the city of Los Angeles to this police department. That tells you just how important having a quality police department that values the principles that I've outlined is to this city. Over 500,000 square feet. It houses almost 3,000 of the 13,000 employees of the Los Angeles Police Department. It is literally the center of what we do. Its architecture reflects the new LAPD. The architecture of the past, Parker Center, was closed, uninviting, non-transparent. This building is the opposite of all of that. If you look to your, look to my right, you'll see the transparency that is reflected in this wall. By looking through these windows, you can see members of the Los Angeles Police Department going through their day-to-day duties. And that's as it should be. The fact that this building was built with an angled crossway that the public can use to get from the center of government to the center of commerce freely and undeterred is very important and very symbolic. The back lawn, used for recreation and as a dog park, part of the fabric of what has changed in downtown Los Angeles, and shows the connection of the Los Angeles Police Department to the community that it serves. Our memorials. Behind you, the memorial wall. To my right, the badges replicated of the 207 Los Angeles police officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This is our history. This is the history which you have to not only remember, but live up to. These heroes and heroines define the Los Angeles Police Department. In a way, but in a different manner, that I hope that you do as you progress. So be proud of where you're graduating. You are the first. You are unique. No one will ever be the first class to graduate here again, but you won't be the last. And I look forward to those graduations because this is the center of the Los Angeles Police Department. Oftentimes I will refer to the academy as the heart. This is certainly the head of the Los Angeles Police Department. In every one of my speeches at graduation, I want to take this opportunity, and I will take this opportunity, to talk to the family, friends, and loved ones of my newest police officers. First of all, thank you for your sacrifice. I know it is not easy having a recruit officer in the house. I know this because I've had a couple of them. And the toll that it takes on the family, the things that you have to endure, the shoe shining, the meal making, the help with studying, it's a big commitment. And I thank you for that. But more than that, you are sending your loved one into the unknown. They are going to be on a front row seat to life. And oftentimes that life can be very violent and very dangerous. So what is it that will protect them in their new career? What is it that will keep them safe? Is it that pistol that they spend so much time cleaning and practicing with? Is it that bullet-resistant vest that was tailored to fit them and make sure that there were no openings? Is it those strong arms and legs that we exhausted during training in the police academy? Is it that the knowledge that they gained in their classwork? All of those things are important, but the thing that will truly keep them safe, the thing that will make a difference between a successful career and not, the thing that will make them whole in this profession, is their character. And I didn't create their character. I will test it, but I didn't create it. You did. You, the families, and the friends are the ones that have given these young men and women the most important thing for their new profession. And you must be the jealous guardian of that characteristic. You must remind them what got them in these seats. They might think it was the testing process. They might think it was the academics. That's not what it was. We selected them and tested them to define their character. Never let them forget that. Doing the right thing for the right reasons, recognizing that police work is the one profession where it is so important to recognize that the end never justifies the mean, that you can never do a wrong thing to get a right result. That is a challenge they will all face. And you have prepared them for that challenge, and you must always guard against them becoming jaded, against them becoming influenced, making sure they don't change, making sure their hearts remain pure, and the things that brought them to this job will keep them on this job. To my recruits, the mayor was right. You have to learn every day. I've been at this for almost 40 years, and I constantly learn. You can never close your mind to what's around you. You can never consider that you are finished and learn how to work with people and understand this profession. I want to congratulate you, and I'll end with the promise that I always make to the family and friends. While your young men and women are protecting and serving the city of Los Angeles, I will protect and serve them. Thank you very much. God bless all of you. God bless the Los Angeles Police Department.